especially for Americans, is the performance of Michael Phelps. His accomplishments, really, stop and think about it, are absolutely amazing. He came to the Olympics having won 23 medals in three previous Olympics. At Rio, he's won 5 gold and 1 silver, 23 gold medals total in his Olympic career. Far and away, the most decorated Olympic athlete ever. And I think arguably you could say he's the most dominant athlete, period. I mean, that would be an interesting debate, I suppose, but that's what many people are saying. But something that makes the Michael Phelps story even more meaningful is that he made some very public mistakes and went through some very, very troubling times in his life when his career, you know, frankly, was in great jeopardy. 8 years ago, after the 2008 Olympics in Beijing, in which he won 8 gold medals and really became, you know, the star of American sports, it wasn't long after that he was caught, photographed, smoking marijuana, and lost a lot of respect in the minds of many people. Became kind of a great disappointment. 2 years ago, he went into rehab after pleading guilty to a DUI, and he was suspended from swimming. He was not allowed to participate in the 2014 World Championships. Of course, he lost a lot of sponsorships when these things happened, and he lost the respect of a lot of people. He was quoted, actually, as saying about that time, "I had no self-esteem, no self-worth. I thought the world would just be better off without me, and I figured that was the best thing to do, to just end my life." You know, I think it's interesting to stop and consider, when you think about these images of him today, you know, what a drastic turnaround has taken place from those very dark moments, those very troubling times, when it sounds like he was even contemplating taking his life. And we all know what good things have happened this week, and what a really high point of his career he's experiencing right now. It's a great lesson for us about how things can turn around, about how when we are at dark moments in our life, we might think all hope is lost. But hang in there, you know, make good decisions. Things can turn around, and they certainly did for him. It was really big news when he was chosen by a vote of his Olympic teammates to be the flag bearer for the opening ceremonies. It was a somewhat controversial decision. Many people are asking questions like, well, what does this teach our young people, our young swimmers, when someone can do some of the things that he did and yet be honored in such a way? And it's really interesting to read all the comments about that decision. Some in favor, some questioning whether or not it was the best choice. And I think it really reflects on people's willingness to forgive, willingness to give a second chance. After the photographs were published of him smoking marijuana, some people were not willing to do so, I guess. And there was actually a headline when this announcement was made, which basically said, from drug user to flag bearer, big question mark. You know, is that really the right thing to do? And so a lot of questions like that were raised. And I think probably all of these are valid considerations, but think about this. What lesson does it teach when we see an example of redemption and forgiveness, and that we should not judge people always solely based on their past performance? I think those are important lessons, you know, to learn as well. You know, I can't help but wonder, which do you think was more meaningful to Michael Phelps? To be able to carry that flag in on the opening ceremonies, or to win, you know, 5 more gold medals? I wonder how much it meant to him to know that he had the respect of his teammates, that they chose him to be the one to have that honor of carrying the flag. And again, I think one great lesson from this is that we go through dark times in our lives. We might think it's all over, our life is ruined, but, you know, his story certainly teaches us we can recover. A writer in the LA Times this morning said he went out on top, not as a fading champion with a tormented life. He could have been that. But he went out on top. Well, we're here for the Lord's Supper, not to remember Michael Phelps, but I think it's a good lesson for us. One of the things Cameron and I did this summer was we studied Paul's letters to Timothy, 1 and 2 Timothy. And this week we were looking at 2 Timothy chapter 2. If you'd like to turn your Bible, 2 Timothy chapter 2, and I want to read this passage beginning in verse 19. 2 Timothy 2:19. It says, "Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his. And let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity." But then it says this. It says, "In a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful to the master." Notice, first of all, in verse 19, God demands purity of us, his children. "Let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity." That's what God wants of each and every one of us. But verse 20 really acknowledges the reality of the situation, and that is that, like in a great house, there's vessels of gold and silver, and also some of wood and clay. He's talking about the church, and how in the church, he's talking to Christians in this passage. He says there are some who are honorable and there are some at times who are dishonorable. But notice what he says in verse 21. And as I was studying this with Cameron, to me this is really, I want you to think about this. It's really the essence of the gospel. This is what the gospel is all about. And here he's talking to Christians who maybe have made dishonorable choices. He says, if anyone will cleanse himself from the latter, he will be what? He can be a vessel for honor, sanctified, and useful for the master. That really is the essence of the gospel. Maybe we have done things that are dishonorable. If anyone will cleanse himself of those things, he doesn't just say God's willing to forgive him and give him a second chance. Oh, that is true, and that's good enough. But look at what it says. It says, if he will do that, he can be a vessel of honor, sanctified. That means holy. It's the word related to the word saint. And I like this last part also. He will be useful to the master. Someone wonders, you know, I've made great mistakes in my life. I could never do anything good again. I can never have a position of honor. This passage says, yes, you can. You can be a vessel of honor if you'll only cleanse yourself. You know, we need to point out here that when he talks about this forgiveness, it's not just because Jesus died, we're all automatically given this status. It's if anyone cleanses himself from the latter. We've got to put away those shameful and sinful things that might exist in our life. But if we will do that, notice the great promise. We can be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful to our master. God loves us, and he has a job for all of us to do, a wonderful job. We can have a great place in his kingdom if that's what we want to do. I think it must have been a wonderful honor for Michael Phelps to carry the American flag into the Coliseum on the opening night of the Olympics. But what an encouragement it is to us this morning to know that no matter what we might have done, no matter what mistakes might be in our past, no matter what dark episodes, you know, might be there, if we are willing to cleanse ourselves and be the person God wants us to be, God will not only save us, but he'll make us a vessel of honor. The Lord's Supper reminds us that God still loves us. While we were yet sinners, the Bible says, Christ died for the ungodly. And it shows us how much he loved by sending his son this horrible death on the cross. And it assures us that we can be forgiven because Jesus died. And that's the great hope that we celebrate at this time. Let's bow our heads and let's give thanks for the bread. Our dear Father in heaven, we humbly bow as we prepare to observe this wonderful memorial that you have given to us. Wonderful not because of the elements, which are so simple, but because of the great event that it commemorates, the sending of your Son to die on the cross for our sins. Shows us how much you love us, Father, and we thank you for that. We ask you to be with us now that as we eat this bread that reminds us of Jesus' body that died on the cross. Help us to think soberly and reflect at this moment on the suffering that he experienced because of our sins. And thank you again for making that great sacrifice for us. And all these things we pray and we ask in his name. Amen.